Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Thursday, March 17th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Topping today's news, the United Nations estimates that at least 180,000 people have died in non-conflict deaths in Sudan's Darfur region over the last 18 months. Ben Homan is president of Food for the Hungry.
We need to be thinking strategically about how we preserve life and how we gain a day when we'll be able to sit down with people and hear their hearts and share our hearts and our love for Christ.
Pray for the workers' safety as they serve in the name of Jesus. Next, we get an update from India on a threat against Gospel for Asia workers. Rebel insurgents threatened to destroy the ministry in northern India if their demand for $186,000 wasn't met by March 10th. In an email report from GFA President K.P. Yohanan, he credits prayer for a deadline extension. But Yohanan says the rebel leaders have decided to study the ministry first, continue to pray on behalf of GFA and their workers. And Christian Radio could help tsunami relief efforts. Transworld Radio's Bill Early.
Relief agencies have been rushing aid to the countries affected in last December's terrible tsunami. Transworld Radio's McDaniel Phillips, speaking from Singapore, calls for the kind of radio programming which Transworld Radio can supply.
Every church leader and mission agency that I have spoken with said radio is their lifeline. You have to understand that this is primarily an oral culture, so we can use this medium to convey some of the biblical concepts that they can understand and can grow upon.
Bill Early, Mission Network News.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.